Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, live from Austin, Texas, InfoWars Studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in one more time, just one more time, for the one and only Alex Jones. Alex should be back any day, back with you. And, well, it's the old adage, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So I am here to reinforce that in you, how much you appreciate the one and only Alex Jones, a man that is often replicated but never duplicated. We have got a lot of news today. Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the second hour of today's broadcast. All things news, a big stack of news to go over with you today. Some of the headlines we will be decoding. Bush defends spying at home. He calls it terror surveillance. Army stretched to the breaking point. Police stop and search at least 100 people a day under new anti-terror laws. U.S. wiretapping is based in law, so says Alberto, I love torture, anti-Gonzalez. Written order to torture a 9/11 suspect. The price of domestic spying, infiltrated by Fed's anti-war group, turns on photographers. Again, let's underscore that one. The price, here is the price of domestic spying, infiltration by the Feds in these anti-war rallies of any kind, political redressing of grievances. Anti-war group turns on one of the photographers. CIA flights likened to the work of gangsters. Swiss investigator says the U.S. is outsourcing torture, one of many reports we have received on that. Taser use legal on Florida children. You gotta love Jeb Bush. 77% of Google users don't know it records personal data. That shouldn't be a surprise. In fact, I would have to think that number must be a little bit low. Banking on RFID coalition objects to RFID chips and driver's license, the criminal conspiracy that destroys America, covert activity by U.S. called No Big Secret, something most of you know. Students ban Christians in Roe over gays. Galloway wins his libel award. And by the way, speaking of Galloway, he did make the European edition of the television show, the reality program, Big Brother, and he is up for eviction. Thought that might be a good way to get the message out. I know David Icke was also up for that program and decided not to do it at the last minute, but George Galloway did. And in the middle of this, he has won a massive libel suit for those who accused him of personally working and getting kickbacks from Saddam Hussein. A ton of news to go over. Related to this Google story, we'll get started a little bit here. The big news is, you know, they're a bunch of communists because they're now working with the forces and the powers that be to censor Google searches in China. That shouldn't come to a big surprise to most of you. I have been personally censored by Google many times. Now, it's very difficult to prove unless you've copied the Google search. You go back, the search isn't there. You run through the 25,000 pages that might have your name in it and to try to compare the notes. It's very exhausting, and I'm sure they know that. But I can think of several occasions when I myself, and I'm sure many of you have been censored. Many of you have websites and radio shows of your own, and you've decided to take the old adage of the DIY media, be the media, instead of rely on the media. But it's no secret that Google has often censored stories that come out from the quote-unquote underground, from the alternative media, most particularly when it is the alternative to the alternative media. And I can remember one case as an example when the Nick Berg beheading became a big news story, and we had done a little bit of research to find out that the Nick Berg video was uploaded out of London to a very respected worldwide global enterprise called Arab News Network, and we started to put a few pieces of the puzzle together. And what happened to all of our top listing Google listings for that particular story leading back to our own website? Gone. Gone in seconds. So it is no secret that Google has been censoring for quite some time. Let's not have any illusions, folks. We'll come right back. More on the Alex Jones Show right after this.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GC.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you want answers. I want answers. Of course, Alex Jones always wants answers. We have a lot of questions. Every day, every minute of every day that goes by, more questions arise, and we demand answers. Demand answers from the status quo, from the establishment, from those that would seek to suppress our ability to think for ourselves. Not just the drive, not just the ambition, not just the natural commonplace instinct to think for yourself, defend yourself. But even the capability to do so. That's really what we're fighting, folks. When you are talking about an info war, that's exactly what you are fighting. There has been an info war waged on the American people, the people around the world, for the last several decades. In fact, we've got 100 years now of intense, high-level study of the quote-unquote sciences of the mind. And, of course, this is being investigated, this is being constantly experimented with, and guess who the guinea pigs are, folks? In order to stop us from defending ourselves from this massive onslaught called the info war. Yes, it is a term that we often use and should use. I like the new one, info drive-by. We'll explain more of that if you need to know. And you should. But the term InfoWar, as many of you should know, came from policy papers and white papers and Pentagon papers, where you have a whole lot of eggheads sitting around, civilians and military alike, deciding and cutting up the pie, leaving you out of the pie, and doing and using the InfoWar to do that. And, of course, this is being used, as we know, in Iraq extensively. It is a part of psychological warfare, psychological information warfare now. Propaganda, if you will, psychological operations, and it is all meant to get you to acquiesce, to get you to stand in line for your slavery, to get you to forget and not notice the fact that you've become an indentured servant to the elites. What's really important is that you notice it. That's the first thing. That's the only thing you need to do right away is just notice it. The second thing you need to do is try to get other people to notice it, to protect themselves, to protect their minds from this information war. The third thing you need to do is fight back. And when I say fight, I know a lot of people have a real problem with, we're going to fight. We're going to fight the New World Order. Fight, fight, fight. Because it reeks of the same mentality that has put us in this position in the first place. It's very Einsteinian, if you would, that you cannot solve problems by using the same modes of operation that got you into the problem in the first place. So when we say fight, we're not obviously talking about, you know, heading for the Washington, D.C. area with loaded weapons and improvised explosive devices. No, we're talking about fighting for your right to think for yourself. That's what this program is all about. That's what this network is all about. You know, we're not going to fear-monger. We're not going to guilt you into supporting radio shows like this. We're going to try to make common sense. We're going to bring you the news that you're not getting anywhere else. We are going to give you expert opinion and analysis from the very top people in their field globally and nationally. And we're going to give you an opportunity to have the facts so that you can decide for yourself. But first of all, we have to get ourselves in the right frame of mind. This is an exercise. We have to get ourselves in the right frame of mind to receive information and to, I think, perpetually be a skeptic. We need to be skeptical. I don't care who's giving you the information. It doesn't matter what it's about. You need to have filters. You need to be a constant skeptic. If it does not meet with your common sense, with your natural intuition, then you really need to see some red flags. And again, you know, here's the point. It doesn't matter where it comes from. You know, you hear a lot of rhetoric, don't you, folks? Well, I don't like what this guy says, and this guy's not doing enough. I mean, we hear this about Ron Paul, for God's sakes. We hear it about George Galloway, who we just mentioned. We hear it about the top people in their fields doing everything they can to protect you, your liberties, and your freedom. But what is it? They're not doing enough. I mean, who's to judge who's doing enough and who isn't doing enough? What matters most is that people can be comfortable enough, put in a situation where it's easy enough to receive the information. And then at that point, they can do whatever they want with the information. Again, talking about the information war. Because when you use euphemisms or metaphors like war and fight, it sounds very aggressive. But I got to tell you, at least speaking for myself, Jack Blood, I think this is rather passive. I believe in a passive approach. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't yell and scream and jump up and down when you have to. Certainly, sometimes you just have to do that. Let's face it. Come on, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? When the frustration really sets in, you just got to go off. Maybe sometimes that's the best way to make a point. Certainly, you have to analyze any prospect to which you want to communicate. To communicate on their level. It really is quite a sales process. You find a good prospect. Here's your prospect. He loves George Bush. He thinks George Bush is going to protect his guns and bring down the fiscal deficit. He's going to protect the borders. He's going to save us from the evil terrorists. Well, you've got your work cut out for you, certainly. But you need to qualify your prospect. Isn't that a pretty simple way of putting it? Anybody out there have any sales experience? I mean, you qualify the prospect or you don't waste any time with them. You constantly qualify the prospect and you ask questions in order for them to deliver information for you that you can, well, let's put it politely, use against them. It's a Socratic method of educating people. Now, of course, what's used against us consistently is something called the Callicles defense rather than the Socrates defense. The Callicles defense, another Greek philosopher, simply cuts down everything that you have to say. You've heard this on neocon talking head talk radio. I don't care what your source is. I don't want to hear it. Your source is probably bad. It came off the internet. Yeah, but the source is actually the National Archives Congressional Record, which, by the way, thanks to the internet, I found. Well, it's on the internet. It's no good. That would be the Callicles defense. And certainly, that's something that you could use for yourself when pinned up against the wall. Why am I going on and on and on about how to fight the info war? Because I often lay awake at night, folks, wondering if we're doing enough. If we are really pointing things out and making things clear enough, because you rush through a lot of information, and some of it sticks, some of it doesn't. And when you're pinned up against the wall, when you're trying to make your point, really trying to free the mind of your loved ones, your neighbors, people on the street, your coworkers, you need to have some very well-sourced material. You need to have really the top talking points, and you need to stand up and never back down. That's really what we mean by fight. Fight for yourself, not fight others. Fight for yourself. So again, listening to the rhetoric of some other, let's just call them talking heads to make it very simple, they'd have you believe that the only information that you should listen to is their information. Oh, they want you to think for yourself, but as long as it's because of something they said, as long as it's because something you've done for them, and everybody else is the enemy. I think we have to seriously see some red flags when we hear this type of rhetoric. You're never going to hear that on a Genesis Communications Radio Network program. You're never going to hear it. You know, eventually, every once in a while, there'll be a an innuendo. Sure. Look, I mean, when you get attacked enough, every once in a while, you're gonna shoot a little dart back. But not to the extent that you hear, again, some of this rhetoric coming out of other talk show hosts where they're going to tell you, you got to listen to me, you got to support me, it's all about me, but I don't have an ego, it's not about my ego, it's just about me and what I do. And everybody else should be damned. Again, long monologue, long rant, but I think it's very important that we're able not to all join together and sing kumbaya, for God's sakes, but to at least leave the doors open of acceptance for information wherever it comes, so that you, the discerning individual, the individual who thinks for themselves, who lives their own lives, who is in a constant search to upgrade into a higher consciousness, so that you're able to have the information that you deserve. It's just that simple. You know, nobody has a patent on the so-called information war. Nobody has a patent on broadcasting any of this information. And certainly, nobody has a patent on freedom. Now, I often say, and I think this is a good point to repeat this, that freedom is not given, freedom is taken. And you have to actually be proactive in order to make yourself free, in order to help yourself, your family, and subsequent generations to be free. And the only way to do that, I believe, is to have information. What you do with the information after that is going to be up to you. No one is here to judge you. No one is here to police you. You haven't come to a new movement to recognize and to revel in freedom and liberty to have imposed judgment and a number of rules. You're free. You're free to listen to this broadcast. You're free to turn the channel. You're free not to listen to any of it at all. You're free to follow like a lapdog the rantings of Rush Pimpbaugh or Sean Vanity or Laura Ingrate or Wolf Blitzer or whoever you choose. See, that's going to be a problem because we cannot wean people off of establishment status quo media Invite them into open forums and begin judging them for how they behave and what they do. It's a real turn-on. I'm going to come back and we're going to actually get to some news. We're going to take your calls at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave
synchronicity. Talk about thought control, thought crimes. And just to add a little bit to the rant from the last segment, folks, I mean, you don't honestly want to leave the establishment in the status quo and all of their rules on thought control and hate speech, et cetera, political correctness to wind up in just another version of it, do you? I know you don't. I know you don't. That's why I think, you know, at least if I could toot the horn of this network for just one second, at least I know that a lot of regular people, everyday people, listen to this network. People you would never suspect would know about some of the things you would hear on the GCN radio network. Just everyday people, you know? And they have decided that, you know, really, and I have to agree, I think we've done a good job here leaving out the dirty laundry, focusing heavily on the news, bringing some of the best interviews that you're going to hear anywhere on radio. And so, yeah, I'm tooting my own horn. It's true. I'm not saying that, hey, the hosts are all that or anything. What I am saying is that the content is real. The content is focused. And that's what's important. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson coming up, and we are going to go over large chunks of news, monolithic chunks of news. That will be at the top of the next hour. Paul Joseph Watson, of course, publisher, editor of PrisonPlanet.com. His great book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order, is a must-have. We'll be talking about all of the breaking news, current event news stories, and a little bit of history coming up here in just about 35 minutes. So I want to dedicate the rest of this hour just to your phone calls. Now, let's remember, this isn't a game show, all right? This isn't a quiz show where I'm under the hot lamps and bright lights are going up saying that I've just won $10, okay? I'm going to do the best I can to answer your questions with the knowledge that I have at my disposal. And one of the things is, you ask a question on a program like this, you know, maybe the host doesn't have a clue of the answer. Okay? But one of the other callers might. So that doesn't mean that you should be afraid to ask questions. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones, going right to the phones. Steve in Texas, so glad to have you. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, good morning. Congratulations on GCN being a success.
Depending on how you qualify the word success, I think you missed my point, but go ahead.
Well, I used to be a media person. I know you have to reach a large percentage of a given demographic to make any difference. That's why they control the minds of the people, because they reach more people. And you reach such a small percentage of the demographic. But anyway, the reason I'm calling today is because I've been thinking about an effective way to make any difference, to stage a large protest, to do some kind of something that's going to make a difference. And 911 offers the best opportunity about that, the truth about it.
Yeah.
But now it's so quickly.
Well, 9/11, let me just bump in for a second, because 9/11 is fantastic. But also, don't forget about, you know, Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, the Madrid 3/11 bombings, which, of course, coincidentally enough, came 911 days after 9/11. The 7/7 bombings, which even on Fox News, debating whether the lead suspect in the 7/7 bombings was actually an attaché of MI5 and MI6. So there's a lot of state-sponsored terror to use, and I like starting there myself.
Well, that's great, but that's good information. But it doesn't matter unless it reaches enough of the people to start to influence their minds, because their minds are controlled because they don't believe 9/11.
Oh, okay. Is that a fact, or is that your opinion, Steve?
That's based on my experience in the media business.
Okay.
You have to reach a large enough...
Well, then why bother? If we can't reach enough people, why bother? Why do you still bother, Steve?
No, we have to keep plugging away at it, and 911... The obvious information about 911 offers the best opportunity for that, but it's quickly slipping away. So my idea is there has to be some large demonstration to affect these people. Now, you know, they're going to kill us if we try to go at them violently, so it has to be a nonviolent method. So I have two ideas.
Let me ask you a quick question just so that we're all clear on what you're talking about here. When you say a large demonstration, certainly there have been giant anti-war demonstrations, but are you talking about a large demonstration that would be specifically to outline 9/11?
Yes.
Well, I like that idea, and I'm going to hold you over so we can hear more about it. We'll also go to Joe in Massachusetts, others patiently holding. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
The great Johnny Cash.
The ring of fire.
Johnny Cash.
Burns,
hey, well, let me clear something up real quick. I mean, Steve pointed out that we reach a very small listening group. I got to tell you, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, reaching millions of people a month. Alex Jones reaching millions and millions of people, doing interviews on, you know, top-rated international radio programs. This particular network has so many affiliates that it's ridiculous. This particular show has dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM affiliates, hundreds if not thousands of micro-affiliates. Let me take a stab at how many internet feeds there are. There are probably about 50. My program, which follows Alex Jones every day, has maybe 30, at least that I can tell, 30 different affiliates picking up the streams just from the internet. So it's very difficult to tell, but I'll tell you one thing. We do reach hundreds of millions of people How many of them listen, I guess, is debatable, but it's nothing to laugh at. Steve, I want to bring you back up, and let's see, you had an idea about getting people together for something that I guess could be equivocated to a million-man march in the name of 9/11 truth?
Right. Well, it's not practical to go there in person and to do that, except maybe it is. Maybe that would work. If we do that, I have an idea. And then I have two other ideas that don't involve everybody going to one place to protest.
Well, run them down quickly for us.
Okay, the first one is if we all went there in person, we could pull a Gandhi on them. We could just line up in a line, go straight at their barricades, and each person in a row take their beating and get out of the way and let the next person come up and take it down. It worked for Gandhi, it might work for us.
Finding volunteers might be hard, but yeah, I think that's probably effective. Go ahead.
Well, my next idea don't involve everybody going to one place. And I think this all should be done on 9/11 of each year, especially and also join it with a protest against the Iraq War. So I have two more ideas. On 9/11 of each year, if we can reach enough people, which I still don't think you have enough reach, but it would be a demonstration of how many people we could reach, is we could have a no-work day. On 9/11 of each year, everybody does not go to work as a protest against the Iraq War.
A boycott or a general strike for one day.
Right, but then the other one is the only one I think that would really work is, the Congress is just going to keep appropriating the money. They're going to run us into debt forever, deliberately, and they're going to be able to overpower us because they always do it with the money. So here's what we do. Congress isn't going to do the job, so we cut off the money. We quit paying taxes of all time, of all kinds, as a protest.
Right, you're definitely not going to have enough people to do that. I love the idea, and I've actually been an advocate for that for years. We've had interviewed people on our program that are conscientious objectors to paying into the tax system to kill countless people around the world, which seems to be something that does have some merit and works. But, boy, people are very, very afraid of the IRS, and they're not going to do anything that would get them locked in jail. Look, here's the reality of the situation, and I compliment you for having ideas, because that's what we need, is ideas. So good for you, Steve, for having ideas, and thanks for the call. Honestly, last year, 9/11, big meeting place in New York City, the scene of the crime, so to speak, and there were a few dozen people on one side, I guess call them the kooks if you want, and then a bunch of gatekeepers on the other side, a few hundred of them. You know, this is the problem with trying to get people together on any one subject, particularly 9/11. Because there are people out there that don't want to be associated with other 9/11 researchers. I mean, it's really a big mess when you think about it. And it's a mess worth trying to figure out how to iron out. It's a mess worth trying to fight through. Again, there's that term fight, but that's what it's going to be. And what I would like to see is everybody finding a way to take a little time, and you don't have to go to New York City. You don't have to go to D.C. What you do is, in your own town, you march on City Hall with your big 9/11 banners, with your megaphones, call all of the media, you let them know we're going down to protest the truth about 9/11 being an inside job and being the pretext to the war on terror and the multiple wars on multiple fronts as outlined in the Project for New American Century documents. They need a new Pearl Harbor. And if you do that in every given city this 9/11, and you commit to it, start planning it now, start organizing now, hit all your lists, go to the grocery store, pass out flyers, go to the big sports arena, put a flyer on everybody's windshield, say just enough, again, this is back to sales techniques, say just enough to get their body down there. Do whatever it takes to get their bodies down there, then I think you might have something. You might have every local media and the national media covering a nationwide march in any individual community. That might be more practical. But I got to say, Steve, that general strike idea is wonderful. You know, we often have these fantasies about, well, once a year, or it's any given time, we're not going to buy gasoline. We're not going to shop at Walmart. And, of course, a handful of us do it, and the rest don't, and the entire point is missed. Joe in Massachusetts, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Actually, I'm in Arkansas.
But, okay, whatever. You're still
okay.
On the air.
Yeah, okay. I want to tell you about a news story I heard on USA Radio News just about a half hour ago.
Shoot.
It just amazed me the way they spun this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they talked about how American police in Texas had caught a couple of drug smugglers, and these drug smugglers were rescued by some guys that came and rescued them. who, as the news story reported on USA Radio News, were dressed up as Mexican military.
Yeah.
They didn't say they were Mexican military. Obviously, they were dressed up as Mexican
story
military
has been
because they were Mexican military.
This story has been circulating heavily for the last couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just heard it on USA Radio News about a half hour ago, so I thought it was a very recent incident.
Well, no, it's a good point to bring up, certainly. Has anyone yet found the ability to document whether these guys were impersonators or actual Mexican military, as I believe they are?
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, who would be dressed up as Mexican military except Mexican military?
Look, we all, well, and I think that the questions that have been asked, is it the Federales, what division of the Mexican military is it, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, is that really important?
This is the little bug they put into the story. Here's the story. You've got Mexican military on American soil for the umpteenth time firing on border guards and doing God knows what else, smuggling drugs, coyoteing illegal immigrants, smuggling in nuclear weapons or biological, who knows what they're doing. Okay, we really aren't going to know, but here's the little bug they put in. They could be impersonators. They could actually be Timothy McVeigh. It could be Osama bin Laden. We know, we're not sure it's the Mexican military because that would force us to do something about it.
I'm sure that everybody has at least half a dozen friends that go around impersonating Mexican military. Yeah, it's very plausible.
Well, hey, look, maybe they're taking a page out of the book in Iraq and the Middle East, where you've got contractors dressing up as Iraqi police and firing on Iraqi citizens in police stations.
Oh, my God. Nothing is as it appears to be anymore. I'd like to comment on one more thing, Jack.
Yeah.
And that's, there was some discussion about whether the buildings, the World Trade Center towers, were built with C4 explosives already packed in them.
Right.
My question is, would anybody insure a skyscraper that was built packed with C4 explosives? You know,
not
like if you
that
told your insurance company that
yeah.
you drove around in your car packed with 5 pounds of C4 explosives all the time, would anybody insure you?
No, but obviously if this is done, and we are really putting a theory together here, but if it was done, the insurance company wouldn't know of anything about it.
I thought an insurance company had to know everything about.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they're geared to inspect buildings for C4. I really seriously would doubt that.
Well, I thought you couldn't hide anything from an insurance company.
It would be possible, but again, I mean, we talked about this yesterday with Eric Huffschmidt. It's a bit of a red herring. You know, it's great to put together a theory. It's even better to investigate the theory and to try to find something to back it up with. It's great to, you know, have these discussions, but whether or not this is something we want to take out to the public at large, maybe we have new listeners listening to the show right now, I'm not sure that's where we want to start. But I appreciate you thinking about it, and I've had firefighters write me, expert firefighters, saying that's exactly what happened. So I mean, but again, until we have the evidence and the proof, which was locked up and skirted away, we may not ever know the answer to that question. Until we have a whistleblower come out and say, I have the documents, I was there, I put the C4 in the cement, or however they did it, then I think we've got to kind of lay back on it a little bit, but still think about it, still investigate it.
Well, I did an experiment myself that absolutely convinced me that the fire from the jet fuel and the airplane impact, you know, did not bring down the tower.
Sure.
And that was, I took a 13-ounce steel coffee can and stuffed it full of cotton rags and poured it full of kerosene. I had had a Fayetteville, Arkansas firefighter here that I talked to tell me
yeah.
that jet fuel burned a little bit cooler than kerosene.
Right.
So I had a hotter fire with kerosene than the jet fuel would have cost. And then I put four little steel items, a little steel safety pin, a little steel paperclip, a little steel tin, two little steel wires on top of it, set the whole thing out in fire in the open air for about 45 minutes to duplicate more or less what happened at the World Trade Center. Then I put out the fire, and none of those steel objects was the slightest bit damaged or warped or weakened in any way. You know, the fire would, you just can't get a fire.
How long did you leave the fire burning?
About 45 minutes. That's about how long the
Turkish. And a standard coffee can and a few paper clips, and nothing was substantially melted or compromised?
Not the slightest bit weakened or warped in any way. No, they were covered with soot from the smoke, but that's all.
Look, some would say that's not a controlled scientific experiment, but I do think that's very valuable. I commend you for doing it. I remember my webmaster once made a point when a lot of this was being circulated and digested years ago when they were constantly readjusting their cover story about how those towers came down, and he made a pretty simple point. Does your barbecue melt?
Right.
Does your barbecue grill melt when you're cooking steaks out in the backyard? I mean, this is industrial steel.
Absolutely, and then they come out with this other thing. Well, it wasn't the jet fuel after all, but it was the papers and the plastic and office furniture and stuff like that.
You caught that. You know, I lost that story, Joe. If you can locate that story for me where they revised They admitted that it wasn't the planes or the fire or the jet fuel that brought down the towers, but it was, in fact, the paper, the fax machines, and the office furniture that brought down the towers. I'd sure like to get a hold of that again. If you could send that to me at jackblood@hotmail.com.
Well, I've just heard a report on the radio. I haven't got a copy of it.
I actually have that somewhere. I got to dig through my boxes. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. You keep the faith. Let's go to, I guess it's Paul in Texas. Is that right, Paul? You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, thanks. First off, I'm going to apologize in case I end up throwing a hand grenade into the show here. I'm going to take a dissenting view, if for nothing else, just to play devil's advocate.
Sure, why not?
And that's on the issue of whether or not a peaceful solution to our problem is possible.
Mm-hmm.
How many examples throughout world history are there of people who've had to go to armed revolution to take their country back versus how many examples are there of people who get a peaceful revolution against a tyrannical government?
Good point. They're highly outnumbered. I can think of Gandhi and maybe no one else. See, here's the thing, though. When we look at this, because part of this is the illusion. I'm glad you brought this up. This is a really good point. Part of it is an illusion. Did Gandhi actually win his struggle through non-participation and peaceful protest? I mean, some say that Gandhi was cooperating a little bit with the British all along. Okay, there is allegations to that effect. So maybe it worked, maybe it didn't work. In the armed conflicts, the armed revolution, there is about a 99% clarity here, Paul, that every one of these revolutions were engineered by the so-called New World Order.
Well,
here's where it gets a little bit slippery, but I see your point. I'd like you to continue.
Well, I just look at the fact that the government, the New World Order, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, they have essentially everything we own except our bodies and souls, and they're coming for that. They've taken a long time. They've spent a lot of money. They've taken a lot of effort to get all of that, and they're not going to give it back just simply because we say, please. They've taken it from us, and like you said, liberty has to be taken, not given. They're not going to give it back. We're going to have to take it, and they will use violence against us to keep it.
Yeah. Let's stop for a second, because let's be very clear. Let's analyze this with some common sense. They could have used violence centuries ago or decades ago in this new. Yes, they have, but to what extent have they used it? It is the last resort, because the quote unquote great work of the Fabian Socialist New World Order is to take you there incrementally, is to get you to beg for your slavery. And if they can't do it that way, it's not really going to be effective. Now, let me address another point that you made, because I often hear we're going to take the country back. We're going to take the world back from these globalists. And I'm not sure how practical that even is, to be you know, realistic, to be honest with you. I'm giving you my opinion, my perspective.
Right.
Don't blame anyone else for it.
Right.
It firmly rests on my shoulders. But, you know, I see this as a daily, minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour struggle in your neighborhood, in your community, something that will probably go on until the world upgrades its consciousness. So maybe that's a little esoteric for you, but I can tell you that the struggle will continue. I don't think we're going to take it back. I don't think there's going to be a giant reversal where patriots are running the world. I just don't see that that is practical or realistic. What I do see is if we don't fight for our communities, if we don't fight for every stupid piece of illegal legislation that takes away our liberties, takes away our freedom, takes away our ability to think for ourselves, again, the No Child Left Behind is a good issue. We fought that here. We've won it. We'll be fighting it again consistently. I just don't think we'll ever get anywhere. I mean, we can't lose ground. I'm sure you would agree with that.
We don't dare lose any more ground. Right now, we're playing kind of a game of cosmic beat the clock here, not knowing how close they are to the final move.
Does it seem, Paul, like they're backed into a corner a little bit, though? I mean, you don't get the sense that they're desperate by some of the actions that we've recorded recently?
No, I don't think they're at all desperate. I think they're arrogant, and they're growing more arrogant all the time. I think it is us standing here telling them that we think they're winning that is making them accelerate it to the point where they can end it so that they don't have to listen to us anymore.
I might have to disagree with you a little bit. I mean, yesterday I interviewed former Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, who was head of the Abu Ghraib scandal. She says she thinks 10% of the military is with her and won't do the things that they're told to do when it becomes illegal, when it becomes immoral. But that's a pretty big number when you look at even 10%.
Yeah, also, but that leaves.
We've got the general who allegedly formed a silent coup, which stopped a the nuclear drill from going live, something I'm going to be reporting on with Webster Tarpley on my program on Thursday. So there are elements of dissent. There are certainly desperate moves, at least by middle management. Now, when you're talking about what I call the neo-pharaohs, the Rothschilds of the world, the Habsburgs and the Windsors, they're probably laughing their asses off, and they might be doing that for another 100 years. But they're not laughing so much when the numbers seem to be growing, when people seem to be standing up, when people are aware of their civic responsibility. I believe that is the biggest threat to the so-called New World Order.
I think it's us trying to fight for our freedom threatens them, because they've got this Aryan disposition towards predestination of their place as leaders and controllers of all that is.
How dare we want freedom?
That's kind of their attitude, and they're getting tired of listening to us, and they will move eventually to shut us up. When we're going to have to make a decision.
I have one more question for you before we let you go here, Paul. Does that mean that you're not getting out and trying to talk to people and get them to see
not
the world around them?
Not at all. I've got a copy of Beyond Treason in Plain Sight and a bunch of Alex's discs that I've been making copies of and handing out to anybody who'll grab a hold of them. I've been holding seminars in our house with friends and friends of our children and getting them as educated and as prepared as I possibly can. I just make sure that they understand that there is a big unknown in the equation on whether or not we're waking up enough people fast enough to be prepared and ready for what's coming.
Some would say, I appreciate your passion. You raised some really good points, Paul, so I don't know how much of a devil's advocate you were today. I'm pretty much with you. Maybe I'm the devil. But some would say they take a look at Iraq and the insurgency, and they'd say if they can't quell that, how are they going to take America? Maybe that's a good question. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
segment here, rounding out the first hour of today's broadcast, the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back anytime he is on assignment. Lord Jones. We got about 5 minutes in this segment, 5 minutes in the next segment for your phone calls. I want to try to get everybody in. I think we got something creative rolling here, something very positive. I like everybody bringing ideas to the table because it makes you think. What we're doing now on the radio is completely unique to the media in general, brainstorming, cooperative brainstorming. I hate the word collective, so let's call it cooperative brainstorming by individual sovereigns. We're still sovereign. This is still the best country in the world. Would anyone disagree with that? Maybe there's an island somewhere that I've never heard of that's its own country. You know, that might be better than this, but this is still the best country in the world. And I know the illusion is that we live by law and the Constitution, but I happen to want to call their bluff. Now, here's why we live in the most important time in all of human history. Why we. You and me, everybody listening to this show, your parents, your children. This is the perennial moment. This is the moment when we either are going to be slaves run by a scientific dictatorship for the rest of human history, or we're going to stop them. And it is because we have a scientific dictatorship. It is because of all of this technology. I'm looking at stories now, folks. I mean, you want to get your gun and fight the $100 million laser project that will mimic nuclear explosions? You want to fight the new super gun that they're testing right now? 240,000 rounds per minute? That's compared to 60 rounds per minute in a standard military machine gun. Now, that's quite an advance. You want to fight Moab bombs and tactical nukes and drones, black helicopters? I mean, this is the scientific dictatorship. I've always believed it's more Huxley than Orwell, but a good mix of both. Because, again, we have to submit to it. It doesn't ever work. This is covert colonization, both of country and of your mind. Let's go to Jim in Minnesota. Jim, thank you for joining us. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, good morning. I have two questions. One is, are you on shortwave?
No, I'm perpetually off shortwave. It's very, very expensive, and I'm a little guy. I can't afford it.
Second question. I've been wondering for quite a while. I keep hearing about the bird flu. What is the carrier of the bird flu? Fleas, mites, ticks, sweat from the bird? Or is the whole damn thing a lie? Or is it a GM-modified virus that came out of a lab?
Right. If it even exists, I think there was a pretty interesting story in Time magazine this month. Is the bird flu overhyped? And now people are starting. I mean, this is the funny thing. When SARS came out, we were way out front of it. We said this is a manufactured disease meant to condition us. There is no disease, in other words. It is meant to condition us, simply put, so that we will learn to become acquainted with these diseases. When it does come, we'll learn to know how to get our vaccinations. And we said the same thing was happening with the bird flu. I'm standing on that. I know people say it's a big weaponized plan to kill off the planet. They're going to do it now. But I'm standing with this is more conditioning. And isn't it funny how the WHO and everybody was really making a big noise about the bird flu, and now all of a sudden you don't hear about it very much. I guess it didn't turn out to be such a threat after all.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Keep the faith up there, and I hope you catch a good muskie today in Minnesota. Bruce in Kansas, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, Dick. I've got a question about a little story you read at the beginning of the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a peculiar name, and it was someone that's a leader in Pakistan, Tariq Aziz. Is it the same
one?
Not
Tariq Aziz. Same last name, different first name.
Okay. Well, it was kind of coming in a little bit scratchy over the radio. I just, you didn't catch it, didn't catch it.
No.
Yeah, right.
No, but that's like Talabani being the Kurdish head of parliament in Iraq, at least until the recent election. We're going to take a quick break here, about a 70-second one. Come right back, jump more into your calls. Paul Joseph Watson joining us. Stay tuned.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.